Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of November, a week from Thanksgiving. And we are experiencing some very cold weather in Weatherby in Pineville, Missouri. It's about 20 some degrees up here right now. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning, as you can see by the clock behind me. We are going to be continuing working through the Daily Light, a compilation of King James Version scriptures put together in an organized fashion. 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Good morning, Anna Maria Manilow and Joe Lucido. God said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Hebrews 10:23. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:16. Rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what's the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. He that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. 1 John 1:3, 1 Peter 4:13, Ephesians 3:17-19, and 1 John 15, and 1 John 3:24. Good morning, Ben Lincoln Wayland, and Prahudis. Welcome to you as well. Well, Ephesians 2 tells us that we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And it also tells us that in him we live and move and have our being in the book of Acts. And we're also told that for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And for the whom he did predestinate, he also called. And whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. It's Christ that died. Romans 8:26-32. When I was coming up as a young man, I was not told these things. I was not told that God had selected out for himself a people to be recipients of his grace. I was not told that God's people were predestinated unto adoption. I was not told that whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. I was not told these things. I was not told that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. That's great comfort to know that God's the one that does the calling, the choosing, the justifying, and the glorifying. And, you know, it was I was 37 years old before God revealed these truths to me. And, of course, I think that's made it even more precious to me at 37 when he did reveal the truth to me. It says in Ephesians 1:11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Good morning, Leon Kennedy. I was always told, you know, You have to let Jesus into your heart. Poor little Jesus. Did Paul have to let Jesus into his heart when he was struck down on the way to Damascus? Saul of Tarsus? Was that... You know, God is God, and men try to play God, don't they? He says that here that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Not according to our free will. We have no free will. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Before we were even born, he chose us into himself. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Well, a lot of us have been taught something different all of our lives, have we not? We've been taught the lies of free will. That's what we've been taught. That you're in charge of your own destiny. You control your own destiny by your own choices. And God is not in control. You're in control. That's why I wrote this little book. And this is available on lulu.com if you're interested. And you can read through this little booklet in about an hour. I designed it such. It's a total of 41 pages? 42 pages? 43 pages altogether. And it dispels the lies of the doctrine of free will. Okay? I mean, if you go into any major Christian bookstore, you'll find all kind of books on the free will of man. But the Bible says, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that it is not of yourselves, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Well, I'm glad to know that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. Faith originates from the author of it, which is God Almighty. We don't author our own faith. That's New Age. That's the New Age movement says that we're all little Jesuses running around. Christ consciousness. We're all our own little messiahs. No. We are created beings. And we are born and conceived in sin. And apart from God's grace, we will be lost for eternity. But the good news is that for God's people, he has showered his grace upon us, has he not? And he says, I give unto them eternal life. No man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Good morning, Rick Batoric. We have an anchor that's steadfast and sure. And I'm not a Bill Gaither fan. I don't like Bill Gaither's theology, because he doesn't believe in election. He believes in the free will of man. But I do like a little song that he penned. And it is pretty well correct. And it says, He holds the future in the palm of his hand. The Lord has never failed me yet. I know he is reigning and he's still in control. So why should I worry or fret? I believe, so why should I worry or fret? For I know he holds the future, and I know he holds my hand, and I know just as sure as I'm singing this song, I'm a part of his almighty plan. I believe, so why should I worry or fret? Well, you know, it takes a lot of worry and fretting away, doesn't it? When we believe in the Word of God, in the promises of God. And I remember, you know, people are so duplicitous in their doctrines. On the one hand, they say, oh, man has to choose God. Man has to make a choice. They don't want to give God the glory in all things. But I remember also we sang a song in Sunday school that was totally in contradistinction or contrary to the doctrine of free will. And it goes like this. He is able. He is able. I know the Lord is able. I know the Lord is able to carry me through. For he heals the brokenhearted, and he sets the captive free. He raised the dead to life again, and he did the same for me. He is able, he is able, I know the Lord is able. I know the Lord is able to carry me through. Well, if he isn't able, we are in big trouble. If God isn't able, then we are in big trouble, are we not? So when we think about what we sing, you know, they sing how great thou art, but they don't really believe he's that great. They believe that it's all dependent upon man. It isn't dependent upon man. Okay? They sing, O love of God, how rich, how pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song. And then they preach that you can backslide with your own free will. They preach a doctrine of free will and backsliding and falling from grace. And then they want to sing Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'll no less case to sing God's praise than when we first begun. So, you know, this is the duplicity of the Arminian doctrine, you know. Having long, prolonged altar calls, trying to get people's emotions all stirred up, trying to scare people into the kingdom of God, trying to back people into a corner. I like what Brother Rick says. Maybe we all ought to go to round churches so we're not backed into a corner, okay? Oh, my. Well, God's word is true, and it will stand the test of times. You know, it's not almost persuaded, okay? Harvest is past. I remember them singing that song 5 times. They'll sing that to try to get people and pull people down to an altar to execute their free will to accept Jesus Christ. Almost persuaded, harvest is past. Almost persuaded, doom comes at last. Almost cannot avail. Almost is but to fail. Sad, sad, that bitter wail. almost but lost. In other words, the message contained in that song is it's all dependent upon your free will. Where's the glory of the completed work of Jesus Christ in that song? He said it's finished. He said all that the Father have given me will come to me. And all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. Where's this almost persuaded in that? Okay? It's mind control, folks. That's what it's called. It's nothing to do with the Bible. It's mind control. And it originated with Charles Finney and John Wesley. You know, and it's that all that history can be found right here in this little booklet. You know, this will load your boat if you read through this. The Origins of the Lies of Free Will, Chapter 1. Pelagius and his teachings and the Reformation. Arminius. Free will lies against original sin. Free will lies against predestination election. Free will lies against particular redemption. Free will lies against the unfailing grace of God. John Wesley, Scofield, the Holiness Movement. Charles Finney, Dwight L. Moody. Evangelicals and Catholics Together. Dr. James Dobson and his Psychoheresy. Billy Graham and the Southern Baptist Convention. Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Lies. Now, I have a few copies of this available for free. If you want to request a copy, I'll send you a copy. But I'll need your mailing address. And I got a shipment of some of the other booklets in yesterday. And I have volumes 1 through volume 4 of the Poems for Edification now available. I really have more volume 2 because I like that volume. I happen to like that volume the best. I ordered more of those than others, and I have 5 copies of this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, but He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. It's 350 pages of scriptures and a few comments by yours truly, okay, to validate that statement, backed up by scripture. So this morning, I hope that you have a blessed morning, and I hope that the good Lord will give you comfort in knowing that you are His child. Amen. I want to say hello to Satish Prahudis, Lincoln Whalen, and all the rest of you who've joined us that I can't see everyone on here that's on here. Let me see. I want to see if I missed anyone. Yeah, Rick, I agree with you. That song, How Great Thou Art, Arminians should change it to How Great I Am. James Henning, welcome aboard. Well, we have a good group of people with us this morning. And guess what? God says in His Word, where two or three are gathered together in My name, there I am in the midst of them. Isn't that nice to know that Jesus Christ is with us this morning? Regardless of what's going on in our lives, you know, when we would be in our car, my mom and dad would sing this song. And this is taken from the Old Testament where the prophet, his eyes were open and he saw all of these angelic hosts that were going to be fighting for God's people. And it goes like this, and I'll close on that. There's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear when He is near. Though fierce the conflict may be, we'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ there is victory. There's more with us than be with Him. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and guide. There's none to fear when He is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ there is victory. There's more with us than be with Him. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around with chariots abound. We're trusting alone in Thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array. But with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. He certainly won the day. He certainly won the day. Well, good Lord be with you this morning. God bless. Yeah.